Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm JP.
And welcome to the show. How's it going?
You guys? Just wanted to be JP because Probst has like a raging crush on him.
No, I just couldn't really remember the episode, so I just said JP.
Awesome.
Dude's never mentioned, so.
You're letting the listeners know that we're setting the bar
good podcasting.
High here in the first few seconds
of
the show.
I just finished seven extra footage of Stranger Things. So.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that after this.
Yes, so, Stranger Things is back for its final episode tomorrow with Mike.
Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike.
Yes,
Stranger Things has been back for a month.
I'm a little out of the Survivor was what? 5 days ago, 4 days ago, a month ago.
A few days ago. But we are here to catch up on the episode that was aired before Thanksgiving. Sorry, this is a little bit delayed, but Colleen and I were out of
well,
for Thanksgiving.
To be fair, they used to just have this be the clip episode.
I know.
It hasn't been the clip episode in like 10 seasons, though.
Yeah, either way, that used to be the clip episode, so we didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, I think airing it the holiday week is tough, but, you know, it is what it is. But we are here to talk about it. I mean, things did happen.
I finally got a point.
Did you finally get a point?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I said I was going to pick Cole until.
That's right, you did. Did Cole finally pay off for you? Oh, man.
I can't remember who I picked.
Because you picked Cole as well.
I did have Cole as my goal.
Yeah, so, yeah, the end of Cole, so sad. Such high hopes for the player, and quickly.
Come on, did anyone have high hopes for
at
Cole?
At the very beginning.
I was just thinking
like, before
the same thing.
The show even started, we were doing kind of the previews. He was, like, really handsome, millionaire, presumably, and he lived in his car. In the mountains. Okay, maybe we didn't really ever. But the whole Cole is my goal hashtag, I mean, it had to be like, you know, some semblance of being a player that we're going to enjoy watching. And it just quickly devolved into not that.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed watching him shove sandwiches and cake in his face today. Or this episode, rather.
He stole peanut butter.
Yeah, actually, that was still a thing, the peanut butter. If you go on Survivor, don't steal peanut butter, because apparently people really can't let that go.
Yeah. So for a Thanksgiving week episode, do we think it was...
Wait, did you just say Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, so I was saying, it was. I don't think it was a week episode, but it was a Thanksgiving week episode. Colleen, let's break down this gem of.
I know. Episode. Joe made friends with always.
Chrissy also seemed to make friends, and so did Ashley.
Why don't they just get up and walk away? Just walk away from when Joe's around. Just walk away.
I don't know. Would you be able to walk away?
Yeah,
you're like me. We're not really walk away people.
I'm not walk away people, but it's like, okay, I'm stuck with this guy 24/7. I got to walk away or I'm going to punch him. if I punch him, then I'm out. So maybe that's what he wants.
I mean, I get
you mean he wants
here.
To get like hit by the pitch so he goes to the next base?
I'm not a fan of Joe's play, you know, in this season as a whole, but at this point, it's kind of the only play he has left, right?
I didn't come here to make friends. Really? That was a shock to me.
But I mean, at this point, all he has is to be annoying so that they keep him around.
Yeah, and it's working because I think that's why Ben wants to keep him around.
Exactly.
I think Ben wants to take. He wants Joe to go. He wants to go to the final three with Joe.
Will that ruin his game?
No. Well, I don't know if Ben's playing a winnable game. Like I even in the tribal council.
Yeah, he got a somewhat negative edit this time. Right?
Well, even that and like his obvious play to Cole, like, you know, shaking his hand, like, okay, nice kind of jury management there in the last few seconds.
Hey Cole, glad to you stole the peanut butter, but I had to vote you out for that.
Yeah, but so it kind of seemed disingenuous So Brown, like, again, I Brown love Ben. Shit.
But maybe Cole doesn't, you know, maybe Cole doesn't see it that way. Maybe Cole like, no, but Ben like me.
Probably easily be swayed by the jury when they're all over there on Pond.
Yeah, I
as well.
But when Ben jumped up there like that, I said, come on, Ben. You're better than that.
But it's a bit pandering, but whatever. Maybe it'll work on Cole. Who knows? Colin, I don't know if we did a full recap, but do we have top moments from this episode that we do want to cover?
Yeah, we could do that. So the episode 9. Let me try to think.
Well, how about the?
I've been driving all day, and we hit moments at a Christmas stuff. I'm so
challenge.
Tired.
How about Devin being shocked at?
Okay, my first point is that chocolate cake at the reward challenge was amazingly big.
Well, let's talk about. Jack brought up a good point.
Yes,
Devin. And Ryan telling way too many people he had the idol. But you're probably your strongest alliance, you tell him, which I could see that. Maybe at the very least you could see that being a thing.
Yes.
But then why go tell Ben? Like, it's like he's so excited to have this advantage, and I think he blew it, clearly.
I don't know. I kind of disagree. I think that he told it to him because he was trying to... you know, build a trusting relationship that I think he was hoping to help further his game and Devin's game by association, right?
Yes, but what...
The less people that know, the better.
Exactly. And he's ruined his trust with probably his closest alliance member, Devin. Because if he was playing it closer to the chest with maybe just Devin, Ben would have still wanted to make some type of effort to bring Devin in because he trusts him for whatever reason. Devin's just this likable, trustable guy. It must be for where he's from. Just, you know, people from that area are just, you know, people.
Yeah, people. Yeah,
from San Diego.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
Unless your name is Spanos.
I think if he would have played it a little more subtly, he could have been in more of a power position, but now he's overextended his hand. And Colleen, your pick Ryan, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I've been down on Ryan for a couple of weeks. I feel like Ryan's getting a more of a negative edit here, or he's going to be that person that, you know, everybody kind of, him and Chrissy, everybody's going to dump on them in the final three, and then whoever they're with is just going to win by default.
But it then kind of begs the question, like, who's left to really... win at this point, but final thoughts here on Ryan and his play. Is Ryan out? Is Devin in a power position? In some, did he just like, dude, where is my car? Stumble into?
I think he did.
In a power position.
I think he did. Not that I will, you know. In Ryan's defense, again, how is he to know that Devin and Ben were going to have some kind of intimate discussion, and Ben of all people was going to start throwing his secrets around?
But why tell Ben anything?
Yeah. And also to Ben, why tell Devin?
He was scared. He wanted to make sure that he was solidly in that alliance of seven.
But also Devin's kind of, Ben's playing a little fast and loose too. Like Ryan came to him with that. Does Ben really know that Devin wouldn't know that information and take it back to Ryan?
Yeah, that was kind of silly.
That's a little fast and loose too. Like, and Colin has a good point in terms of what we're seeing from Ben. It's not too great either.
Now, Ben's last couple weeks have been pretty bad.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say bad. I think it's not great. You have to kind of thread the needle.
Well, he's got the dictatorship thing going on, and he's
being named as the king, King Arthur for the Knights of the Round Table.
And you never want to be that guy.
Yeah,
that's called out for controlling the game this early in the game.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, so yeah, Ben's being called out, and he is being a little dictator. You know, he's like, oh no, you know, he was right, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's got no flexibility, and that's his problem.
So if Devin is in the power position, what's his play to win? Is somebody just bring him to the end, and then the jury just hates, you know, Chrissy and Ben, so they go for Devin?
Is Devin in the power position?
That's what Colleen. I
no,
Colleen,
that's what
maybe.
Jay's running
that's
theory
what, that's
is.
That's what I'm positing here for our Devin Ryan Ben kind of moments here in this episode.
Well, let's see who could Devin beat right now.
Joe? I honest Yeah.
He could beat anybody, I think.
He could beat JP. I don't think he could beat Chrissy. I don't think he could beat
Ben. Has rubbed that, because I think you can already see it now. Desi, like if the jury is Desi, Cole, Mike, and Joe, like, do you think any of them are going to go for Ben?
I think if you're a true fan of the game, like you say you are.
Okay, but I'm guessing those are they're going to be
going for the best player. Joe goes for Ben.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
There's no way I pick the person that I think I'm better than I'm the better player than.
But if everybody trusts Devin, okay. Maybe I'm pushing the Devin thing too hard because
I like Devin. He's been from a very cool place. but what has he done to earn the $1 million right now?
Being the guy that everybody trusts, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're really seeing enough of Devin to make a case in the end. If we can't
it
really
could
make
be
a solid
edit
case
situation. If Michelle can win, anyone can win.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, let's move on to another top moment. Colin, what was another top moment from this episode?
The people on the beach, Moon, the people on the yacht. That was pretty top moment.
Well, let's talk about Joe and
I'm so glad that you're
annoyingness
fast enough right now. Yes, Joe.
Is this we kind of touched upon it a little bit at the beginning of this episode, but is this the right move for him? Or because he seems to be a dead man walking regardless. So what's his moves at this point?
I don't know, Joe. Maybe I wanted to have a piece of that chocolate cake.
Oh, my God. See, told you the chocolate cake was important.
But Jack, what do you think? You think you're a guy that doesn't like people that are annoying. That's the game he's playing right now. But
it's the only game. It's the only game he can play. He should be voted off, but people are keeping him around. The only reason I keep him around is because they know if they take him to final three that he wins. They win. They beat him. I mean, because he's just not likable.
Well,
right?
See, I think it's just Ben that wants to keep him around. I think, and probably Dr. Mike, but Dr. Mike also might just want to keep him around because he's a bigger target than he is. But
go with my play here. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But
society and
statue lip. Well, let's save that for after the Joe talk. We'll talk about Mike here.
I think. But it's just when you're not having, you're not getting sleep. You're not getting the consistent sleep. You're not eating properly. Joe is. I kind of agree with Ashley. I got to get rid of this guy. I can't be around him anymore. It's affecting my game.
So you're saying that he's like this season's Abby Maria.
Yeah, but even Abby Maria, like I said, you could just walk away. You could just ignore her. But this
you
guy,
can ignore Joe.
Because Joe doesn't let up. Abby Maria.
Neither does Abby.
Well, she just goes on and on and on. But she doesn't want to give you a chance to talk. So you just kind of you can ignore that. But Joe, he's hitting. He knows that he's pushing buttons. And they just need to be quiet. I mean, I literally would just get up and walk away. I say, you know, Joe, you can talk to the tent or the thing here. I'm not going to talk.
Is that a Survivor variation of talk to the hand?
Talk to the hand. Yeah,
talk to the tent.
I mean, seriously. I mean, how you know when you're around that person that just is annoying, you know, and you're tired and you just want to go, I can't take anymore. I got to get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's Joe. I mean. He should have been gone two times. This is the second week in a row he should have been gone, but yet they keep. There's got to be a reason they're keeping him around.
And I think it's for Ben's point here. If he is a goat that he wants to bring along because nobody's going to vote for him, I think it's a smart move.
But I think eventually that's going to hurt. Could hurt Ben because people are so fed up with Joe. They want to get, but they're staying with Ben.
Yeah,
at a loyalty, they're staying with Ben. But at what point do you say, okay, I need to get rid of Ben because he won't get rid of Joe?
Right.
Yeah.
Or as you know, Chrissy pointed out, it's not a dictatorship. We just tell him we're splitting the votes on Joe. Although they didn't, right? They split them on Mike.
Yeah.
So clearly, he won some kind of argument to.
Yeah.
Because we saw them like march up to him like no. We're voting on out Joe, or we want to put votes on Joe, and
then they still went his way,
which is why I think that even though we're not seeing right now, from our point of view, our perspective, the most favorable light for Ben right now in terms of this dictatorship comments that have happened a couple of times. But they still went with him. So clearly they respect him enough to, not Joe, I'm sorry, Ben. They respect him enough to do what he wants. So I think that if he gets to the final three, he does have a really good shot at winning.
Well, he does, but it brings us to our point we said earlier that you don't want to be that guy that's called out for running the show.
With eight or nine
people still left.
He'll probably go home at four. He's screwed, but.
Yep. Agreed.
Because people are going to start going, what's his resume compared to mine? I can't keep Ben around.
Right.
You keep Ben around as long as you can. I mean, I'm sure that's what Chrissy's thinking. I'm going to keep Ben around as long as I have to. He's my meat shield or whatever they.
I don't even think Chrissy's thinking that. I think Chrissy's just like, we're friends.
No, I think she's playing a strong. I think she's playing a pretty good game. I think also Lauren too is playing the same game.
Every single person that comes off has talked terrible about Chrissy. I think that if she makes it to the final three, she doesn't get any votes.
Yeah,
which is not playing a good game.
And I think, honestly, you bring up Lauren. I think Lauren.
Yes, Lauren. I hope she wins. I love her.
And she's playing it. She's in on all the decisions, but she's not taking the heat.
Yep. Yes, agreed.
And so you keep Ben around as long as you can. I mean, I hope Ben wins it because I picked him. But I think Lauren right now it has to be the odds-on favorite to win because she's not taking. You know, she can say, "Well, I was in there with all the decisions." And
yep. And if she makes that right decision to flip power in that group of seven. To take Ben out or Chrissy out, whatever. Right. I think she's in a good position to win.
She's got to take one of them with her, I think.
Let's talk about someone that at this point probably can't win. Poor Dr. Mike. I think he saw, you know, the proof in the pudding that he's not going to be able to be in this group of seven. He's kind of an odd man out, which is a shame because I really like him. As a player and kind of a character on this show.
I know.
But wrong time to play the idol, right?
Yes. What was he hoping to do? Shake things up? Like, how?
I didn't get the whole follow my lead. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I think he was maybe trying to pull votes on him for some reason.
I guess.
So he could save whoever else? Like,
well, because if the votes went on him... And he did the idol thing.
Then he saves whoever the real target is. Yeah.
I guess. It didn't make... I kept waiting for something to happen, and it lost me. I think even Joe looked at him at one point and goes, all right, I don't know what you're doing. I don't even know what you're doing here.
But, you know, if he wanted to play it this round, he should have put it on Cole, because Cole's the obvious target. The guy's a...
Right.
He can win the challenges. He almost won this one. So the odds are they're going to put most of their votes on Cole.
But it goes back to the point. You take out Cole, who's really not playing a great game, or you take out Joe, who's great at finding idols and I think I would have gone with Joe at this point.
I get it, but I think for Cole... If he wins out, what do you do? And he could win out. Or even if he doesn't win out, what if it is like that it's a final six and he wins and it forces some type of play that you don't want yet and causes chaos? So I understand that Joe's the better player, but if I'm a betting man, I'd want to take out Cole first.
Well, Joe's openly looking for, I mean, like I said, with the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
He's not even hiding. I mean, I don't disagree with his play at this point.
I think tonight we learn that they care more about peanut butter than chocolate cake.
but you know, like I said, Joe is doing, you know, at this point, you know, he knows he's on the bottom of the totem pole. So, yeah, I would be looking for an idol, too.
Yeah.
And now that Mike has played his idol, is an idol going to be back in play? Does Joe find it and screw up the whole game?
Possibly. But the thing is, I think there's a greater chance that Cole will be immune, have an immunity idol, and messing up their play every single week. A greater chance or a greater probability of that happening. I would say there's maybe like a 66% chance that Cole has an immunity idol every single week versus Joe with probably like a 30% chance that he could have an immunity, or maybe even 20% chance every single week that he could have a hidden immunity idol. In that situation, I think you take out the person that's the higher probability of having immunity every single week that you do want out of the game.
Well, yeah, and also don't forget, they have seen it where somebody goes on a long immunity run with Mike and...
Yeah. So I get what you're saying, Jack, but I think the smart move there still is to get rid of Cole based on the fact that how many times has he won the immunity challenge or been, like, the final two? So I think there's a much higher probability that he has an immunity idol versus Joe having an immunity idol, which I would say he's pretty good at finding them. I think maybe you give him at best, if we're, you know, Las Vegas odds here, maybe a 25% chance every single week versus a 60-some-odd percent chance that...
Plus, no one's going to go with Joe at this point.
No.
No one's going to say, okay, I'm going to flip on Ben and go with Joe. So, yeah, I see what you guys are saying.
And yeah. You know, at any point in that seven, like, if you need his vote so that he stays alive an extra week, you have that vote, too.
Who, right. Joe?
Joe, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, unless he's doing something to still make you mad or whatever his master plan is.
Yeah. Any other moments we want to call out here? Kudos to Lauren for winning an immunity idol. Winning an immunity challenge.
That was I think one of the tougher ones they've had.
Yeah,
in a while.
New challenge too.
Staying in the squatted position, you can't go too high or too low. That's tough.
I think with my experience with the Squatty Potty over the past year or so, I think I could have done well on this challenge.
That's different than sitting on a toilet and having it being able. You could only go.
Say my squatting muscles have improved.
All right, okay. Then. Do you guys
check Squatty Potty?
Do you guys think that there's anything that Dr. Mike can do to save himself now at this point?
No, I think again, he could be one of those flip votes when the seven does maybe wants to break up earlier that he could stay around a little bit longer. But I don't think he's.
I think
final
he's
three
dead.
Unless he's a goat. But even then, he's likable. Why would you bring?
Yeah, he's not. He's dead man walking right now.
All right, fair enough.
Which is sad, 'cause I like him a lot.
I mean, he's not fantastic in the challenges. He doesn't have an immunity idol anymore. So, yeah, he's done.
I mean, being in his situation where you know his wife is in love with another Survivor player versus him, I really sympathize with that. And you know, I feel bad, but I don't think he has a chance.
But I'm the Statue of Liberty sex doctor. how do you like
America,
my plane?
You're Finn. How do you say that to a Marine?
You don't.
Again, I don't think it was meant as offense or anything like that, but yeah. I don't know how that analogy really works. Yeah. Okay.
Good time.
Mike had a plan.
We don't know what it was.
Stay back. I got this. Just stay back, Joe.
Something got lost somewhere.
I don't care. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Oh, man. All right. Any final thoughts for this episode before we tally the votes? Or any feedback, Colleen?
I don't think that we had any feedback. There were no emails, which was kind of sad.
Well, it's the holiday
week. It is the holiday week. I mean, if we couldn't...
It should have been a clip show.
It should have been a clip show.
If That's we couldn't do a podcast on the day that it was out, then I'm, you know, not gonna. Let me just check to see if there was any feedback.
Hey, this isn't the broadcast. Okay.
Faceback feedback.
I did like the reaction when Dez walked in.
Yeah, Jay had a similar reaction.
They're like, oh, even the girls are like, wow, she cleans up good.
I wish there was like a numerical rhyme to Desi that I could have that would be comparable to your Ken as a 10, because that's the effect that she had on me when she walked in.
She's a 20.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you see everybody looking back like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, dang.
Is there something in the water over there that makes
but
it?
Like a gorgeous dress too, just like stunning.
She did just have a cheeseburger. Like,
huh. You know, sometimes they look a little different.
All right.
But it's kind of like that, high school reunion, you know, like you're going back and maybe you were kind of the outcast in high school, but you go back and you're like gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. And, you know, so this is kind of same for her here. She got voted out and she's coming back like, yeah, but look at me.
I don't think she was ever the outcast.
No. I'm saying like,
I understand
what
you're saying.
She's coming back showing that, you know, I'm doing okay.
Look at me. Oh my God. All right. Let's just tally the votes.
It's just like lose that ponytail, right?
Yes.
You know what movie I'm
talking
about.
Take off his glasses.
They got the glasses, lose the ponytail.
Hair down.
Another team movie.
Oh.
The movie that Del hated.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Meanwhile, I was, you know, hair down, glasses off. Lights on. Lights off.
Same idea.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Tally the votes.
All right. Tally the votes.
Let's just do this.
So for our preseason picks, let's see where we thought Cole is my goal or was my goal. Jack, you said merge, so you get a point. I said merge, so I get a point. And
he wasn't your final three?
You said I had a final three picks. And so we all got a point on our preseason picks. Let's see. So let me add those points. And for who we thought was going home this week, I said Joe, which got me no points. And Jack and Colleen, you both said Cole, both nabbing points.
Woohoo!
And so Colleen, kudos for sticking with Cole. So Colleen picked Cole.
You basically guilted her into it.
Yeah, kind of. Well, yes, I did. So you're welcome, by the way, Colleen.
Oh, I was going to end up going with him anyway.
So Colleen picked Cole to go home on episode 6, episode 7, episode 8, and finally in episode 9, Cole went home. So Colleen nabs the point.
She would have picked Cole after the season was over.
If at first you don't succeed,
and
try again and again and again.
Cole again.
Jack's great performance this season in the tally game. There hasn't been a tally win since episode 5, and that was Jack's pick of work. Jack has gotten who was going to go home right 3 times so far this season. And Mike's the only other one to get it right, and that was a point for me. So,
awesome.
It is now time to pick who we think's going home in episode 10. Jack, you are the first pick.
Speaking of Mike, it's got to be Mike.
You think so, huh?
Dr. Mike.
I think, why keep him?
Okay. Colleen, your pick.
Man, this is tough. I think that maybe one of the 7 might turn on themselves next week. You think maybe it's the end of Devin?
No, we just talked about Devin's in a good position.
Well, you guys talked about it. I was kind of quiet and daydreamy during that
part.
Why do
you hate people from San Diego?
I don't.
Hasn't San Diego been through enough? It's been a tough.
I mean,
it has. We didn't even put the San Diego Chargers Christmas ornament up this year.
I was going through our Christmas stuff today and found our top of our star, and it's a Charger thing.
Yeah.
So I said trash, or I don't know what I'm doing with it. But I'm not going on top of our tree, that's for sure.
he's still holding a piece of his heart there. He's still holding something. It may not be on the tree, but he'll keep it in a box somewhere. So, Colleen, who are you picking?
I am going to go with, I think Joe might make it.
If you go with Devin, I'll give you 2 points.
All right, I'll go with Devin.
So wait, hold on, Jack. Are you wagering? The only option you have is to wager your own points.
I'll wager a point from my total if Colleen goes with Devin.
Okay,
sure.
But are you saying Colleen doesn't have to wager anything?
No.
Wow. Okay. So Jack is wagering an extra point if Devin does go home.
Because I don't see it being Devin. That just takes her a week away from. takes her. Oh, it's my. It makes it interesting.
Okay.
It makes it interesting.
I'm
exactly.
I'm going to say I do think maybe the 7 starts to, you know, implode, and I think it's Ben that goes home next week.
No!
The mighty will fall.
The mighty will fall.
No!
In terms of who our winner picks are, Jack, you have Ben, Colleen, you have Ryan, and I have Chrissy. All 3 not picks that probably aren't going to win, so that's my fault there.
What did we have Lauren?
I had a chance last week to pick Lauren and I didn't.
Do we have her at merge?
Let's see.
She's playing the best game right now.
She is. Colleen said pre-merge. We all said pre-merge.
All right.
We're the worst.
Way to judge someone on their appearance, guys.
I didn't.
No, I just think she used to have a lot of personality in her preview.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, she was like, you know. But I think she could win it.
I think so, too.
I'd have no problem with her winning right now.
In terms of the tally points as they stand, I am in last place with 4 points. Colleen is in second with 5. And Jack, you are in first place with 7 points.
7 points.
Seven tallies in the tally game.
So it could be a big swing if Devin goes home.
It could be. Colleen would net 2 points. You would lose. Colleen would take the lead.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see if where we picked Devin. We'll kind of do a little pregame.
I know. I think I had him merge at least.
No, Jack, you had him final three. Colleen would also net a point for saying merge, so she would actually take a commanding 2-point lead.
That would be the only points I got this season.
If Devin went home next week, so Jack playing with fire.
I really hope Devin doesn't go home, though.
No, you've already said it. It's fine.
Why would Devin go home? That makes no sense.
All right, that will do it for this shortened Thanksgiving break podcast. We'll see you guys at our normal time this week. For the next episode. And look out for our other podcasts this week, closing out Stranger Things with J-Jack and Mike Season 2 tomorrow, as well as our After Dark Ramblecast for our patrons. And it also goes up on our Married Man feed later in the week.
Pay close attention to if you watch the extras on Stranger Things, the third one.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's the host? Is it John Rash? Is that his name?
Yes, from Community.
Yeah.
Jim Rash.
Jim Rash, yeah.
Jim, is it Jim?
It's Jim.
Okay, pay close attention to the Baldwin's comment in the third. I think it's the third one.
Oh, boy. Is this a spoiler alert for Stranger Things with J-Jack and Mike that you'll be talking about?
It's a spoiler. I don't want
to. Teaser. I think it's more tease.
It's a teaser.
I can't say it because it is a spoiler. Anyway, pay close attention to the bald ones.
Okay. Well, there
comments.
You go. All right. That will do it. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out. Bye.